Well, good morning, and welcome to this special Valentine's edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Holohan. We're so glad that you could join us this morning for 1 hour of Valentine's trivia, movie bites, name that, love song, and all sorts of lovey-dovey stuff. But wait, there's more. We're going to call one of you lucky listeners. Here's your chance to share in actual quiz show glory. We have time for only one call-up contestant. To the rest of you, hang in there. Just hang in there. If you want to play, drop us a line, will you? At quizshow. Quizshow at wdrt.org. That's quizshow at wdrt.org. And hang in there. We will get to you. And because it's the Valentine's show, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains to compete for the title of the smartest kid on the block. All of them are seasoned veterans of the quiz show. And almost all of them can dance. Zoe Drew King is here after an auspicious debut just 2 months ago. Hey, Zoe.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. I had to say that. Welcome back to Michael Price. It's good to see you again, sir.
Good morning.
You're the guy that said lasagna on the radio.
I did say lasagna last time. I was on. Yeah.
Emily Grantham, a former champion, and champion indeed, is back and ready to go. Right, Em?
So ready, Ed.
She's going to clean her clocks.
I'm ready, Eddie. There it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll fix our little red wagon.
It's fair
play. Holding that. I'm gripping the buzzer so tightly.
See what? I'm doing the I don't care. Wow. It's just hanging
so
here in front of me.
Michael is going to audibly buzz in. Yeah.
Just I'm going to yell at the buzzer, and it's going to just depress on its own.
Always a good idea. Hey, the rules are simple, and they never change, do they, Anne? No, they never change.
Oh, no.
The panel, that's you guys, will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in... We got the best producer in the world, don't we?
Sure do.
We'll have a chance to answer. If the answer they give is incorrect, another panelist may buzz in. A correct answer will receive 1 point. Our master of the math, Ann Altman, is at her accounting station, adding machine, switched on and ready to keep score. It's good to see you again, Ann.
Oh, good to see you and all of you this morning.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for doing the hard stuff, okay?
It's okay.
I mean, someone has to herd the cats, and it's you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I didn't know you were a cat lady.
No worries. I'm not a cat lady. Oh. Definitely the opposite.
That's what he
said. I mean, I don't hate cats. I don't want to. Anyway,
we're taking already.
We'll save that question for later. What is the opposite of cat lady? Interesting. Okay, it's time for our first game.
I have no cats. That's all.
I just heard things. I'm sorry.
No, let's take a few minutes and discuss cats. No, it's time for our first game, which is called Valentine's Aplenty. Okay. History is full of star-crossed lovers. Who coined that phrase in the first place? Zoe.
That would be William Shakespeare.
That would be William Shakespeare. A point to Zoe.
All right.
Who were the characters for whom that phrase was written? Zoe again.
Sorry about it. Romeo and Juliet.
She's hot and fuego.
Indeed. Only Shakespeare. It's all downhill from here.
This is a multilingual broadcast. You didn't know that. We are indeed en fuego.
Okay.
Saint Valentine. I love this question. According to tradition, is the patron saint of three things. I'm going to ask you to name one of those three things, and you'll get the point. Patron saint of three things. Name one of them. Emily?
Love.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, wow. Okay. We got to know the other two, though, because I was like,
I felt like there was missing information.
Is this more complicated than we think it is?
Right. This is from actual, I mean, this stuff was written down centuries ago, of course.
Yeah.
Lovers, epileptics.
Whoa.
And beekeepers. How's that for a list?
Now, there's a Venn diagram there, for
when
sure.
After I'm dead and gone and canonized, I would love to help out, like, beekeeping. And
how do they relate?
Yeah.
What a great list. Too.
The Roman god Cupid goes by what name in Greek mythology?
Irving.
That would be wrong. Irving is not the right answer. If you want a hint, just nod your head.
Is it Shakespeare? Heads. I'm just asking.
His name root of the word erotic.
I think I got. Sorry.
No, I buzzed.
You buzzed.
Well, anyway, yes. I don't know who I am.
Yes.
Eros?
Yes. The name is Eros.
Nice.
Greek. Huh. What insanely popular website premiered on Valentine's Day of 2005? Michael?
Google?
No, sir. Good answer, but no.
I'm guessing.
Zoe, you were second.
Facebook?
No.
Okay.
It's a free for you if you wanted them.
Match.com?
That would
YouTube.
Be really smart. Yeah.
YouTube.
Yes. Okay.
It's a good one. What American gangster orchestrated the St. Valentine's Day massacre? Emily?
I'm just going to guess Al Capone.
That's an excellent guess for a point.
Nice.
Well
wow.
Done.
Nice.
Well done.
Okay.
The patent application for this monumentally important communications device was filed on Valentine's Day in 1876. What was that invention? Michael.
The telephone.
The telephone it is.
Ooh.
Yay, say I'm that was on the board.
Fairly
He's
important.
On the board.
He's got it.
I love quiz shows. What fruit was once known as a love apple because of its reputed qualities as an aphrodisiac? What fruit was that? Michael.
A mango?
No, sir. Good answer, though. Who's next? Emily.
A cherry?
No, another great answer, but wrong. Open for you, Belle.
I want to say pomegranate.
These are all the best wrong answers I've ever heard. The tomato.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What? Tomato. Tomatoes, here's a little sidebar, were actually prohibited in the early Puritan settlements because they were sure it would get you all horned up and...
No way.
Makes sense,
dancing.
For sure. Tomatoes. Showing your ankles.
The tomato.
Can't have that.
The love apple. Valentine's is the second largest card-giving holiday. What's in first place? Zoe?
Mother's Day? Oh, no.
Wrong. First place for card-giving is, let's see now, Emily.
Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Something I never knew. Before X, the letter X, represented a kiss at the end of a note or a letter, what did it represent for centuries before we made it into a kiss? X. X. Zoe?
I almost said X marks the spot, but like your signature?
Well, it's that's wrong. It does refer to a specific thing.
Oh, no.
X. In Christian liturgical
thing?
Terms, X. That's my last hint.
Oh, it would... Like
yes, Michael, go.
Does the cross.
Yes, the cross of Jesus.
Okay.
I was going to say the Pope, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, and that was a rough and tumble round there. How does it look over there, pal?
Yeah, these questions are kind of hard this time, you guys.
Really yeah, it's like you expect us to know stuff and stuff. Yeah.
Formulated with you in mind.
Absolutely not.
What I found interesting is there were two questions that were not gotten at all.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. Tell you what, for the final round, I'll ask exactly the same questions all over again.
Oh,
so
okay.
Good.
Like it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lose.
My short-term memory is
well,
not great.
Well, Michael and Zoe are actually tied for two.
Huh. All right.
And
nice.
Emily is ahead at four.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's got the big brain.
Double.
Got the big brain.
Okay, folks, we're going to jump right into the next game. This one will go quickly. It's one of my favorite games. This is the Rhymes With game. This game is called It Sounds Like Hearts.
Oh.
I'll read you the definition of a word. I see some smirks over there. I'll pay no attention. That word might not have anything at all to do with Valentine's Day, but I guarantee you it will rhyme with hearts.
Got it.
You ready?
I know. Exactly.
Immediately.
We all
Here
know
we go.
The first
yeah.
word
Everyone
we think
went.
Of. We all think of the same thing.
Second grade. greenhouse seedlings from which a mature crop.
Oh, sorry.
Zoe?
I got really excited.
No, you can do it.
Are they starts? Can I?
Yeah, you got it.
I wasn't sure how competitive we were going to be.
No,
today.
We're
starting.
We are great. Intensely competitive.
The gloves got it.
Are off.
In fact, give me a buzzer, damn it. Oh, no, never mind.
No. This one's mine.
These are baked dishes with a filling. Emily?
Tarts.
Yes.
Here we go.
Pieces or components from which the larger... Zoe?
Parts?
Parts, it is.
I'm really good at rhyming, guys.
Emissions of human gas.
Oh!
No!
Michael!
Oh!
Farts! Well deserved. He was ready.
I was waiting for the one that I actually knew, and everybody left the buzzers alone. I'm happy about that.
You don't care what else happens, Michael, during this game.
I got to say farts.
You own farts, Michael.
Somebody out there is laughing harder than me right now, and I know who it is.
Sheets of information in the form of tables, graphs, or diagrams. Zoe.
Charts.
Charts they would be.
Yes. Wow, I spaced that one.
Breakfast items made in your toaster. Emily.
Pop-Tarts.
Very good.
Supermarket conveyances, usually with four wheels.
Carts.
Michael, carts is right. Just so you know, I'm not going to ask you Carhartt. Okay, that is not one of the answers. Okay. Even though it's the most important word in Vernon County. We're not going to use it. Intelligence. Moxie, as in she's got... Emily.
Smarts
it is.
Of course.
A poet's college degree might very well be a bachelor... Zoe?
Of arts.
Of arts. Spoken from experience.
Indeed.
A great, not good, a great target game, popular in pubs. Emily.
Darts.
You played a little, haven't
darts,
you?
Darts, baby. Oh, yeah. Terrible, but I will.
Here's
play.
A tough one. An adult male deer, especially a red deer, over 5 years old. Zoe.
Would we call that a heart?
They would.
Yes.
Very good.
Wow.
Thank
you got your old English
poetry.
Hat on there.
At it again.
Last one. Tools used to measure visual acuity or sharpness of vision. Zoe.
Eye charts.
Say it again.
Eye charts?
Yes.
Charts for your eyes?
Okay.
I don't know. It's kind of.
It's not as complicated as you say.
Like, it's gotta have the word eye in there.
I was thinking it was some tool, some esoteric.
There's gotta be one.
I was just gonna say
eye
farts
chart.
Again.
You gotta, yeah, it really
where
helps.
Where are
measure
we, Anne?
Eyes.
Where does this game stand? She's clearing the pipes. The adding machine is going. We are waiting with bated breath. I love it when she drags it out, don't you?
Yep.
It really is the suspense.
I'm not dragging it out. It takes
it's a really
time
complicated
to
calculator.
Do it correctly.
As Barbie once said, math is hard.
It is.
We have another tie going on here.
Whoa.
Okay.
We've got Michael at 4.
Yeah.
And Emily and Zoe are now tied for 8.
Yes.
Ooh.
Let's go. It's on.
Mm-hmm. Anne, is this whole show going to be in base 2? Everything you've said so far is base 2.
How do you know
2,
that?
2, 4, 8, because that's what you've said so far.
Oh, base 2. Gotcha. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the sound of my voice.
Oh.
You're in a baritone territory.
Well, I'll call you a mezzo, but not a bass.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's time for the quiz show to call a loyal listener.
Exciting.
We'll go get them on the line.
Can we get Shayna out of bed?
Give us a second for here.
Yeah, where's Shayna? Shayna, where you at?
There you go.
I'll ask him if their refrigerator's running.
There you go. This is a prank show.
Yes. I better catch it. Have you got Prince Albert in a can? Let him out.
I
think I dated myself there.
Yeah, that's kind of juvenile, isn't it?
It's out there.
There's a ring.
Please pick up.
There's a ring. There's another ring.
I need to speak to IP freely.
Good morning.
Good morning. Am I talking to Jack way up there in Winona?
Yes. Well, not Winona. We're well south of there in the Sun Belt, Rushford, Minnesota. 15 miles south of Winona.
Whoa, you are in the Sun Belt. Is it warmer there, Jack? Tell me, because it's kind of snowy and cold down here.
No, it's always colder in the country. This is something I deal with every morning. I leave I live in Winona. Driving over the ridge down into the valley in Winona or into Rushford will always lose 4 to 6 degrees. It's always colder out here, actually.
Wow. Do you, let me ask you, do you bring those degrees back at night when you go home, or are they just lost?
No, it's gotten lost. It's always cool. Always cooler in the country. I'm sure it's the same way between La Crosse and Viroqua.
I think it is. It might be up to 5 degrees difference. I'm not sure. Yeah. Hey, full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen of our lovely audience. Jack is a very old, dear friend of mine, and he is one of the great farmers in the world. That's why he knows about weather. Anyway, it's great to have you, Jack. Thanks.
I pay attention to this kind of thing, but I certainly don't consider myself I am old, but not great farmer.
Well, you're about to be able to show your knowledge of lovers that we love to love.
Uh-huh.
You should know, Jack, that the panel is here to help you. They are not up for points in this round. All the points shall go to you. Yep. Are you ready, sir?
Okay, I'm absolutely. How many panelists? Give me one moment to know who am I helping or who's helping me on this.
Well, you have three seasoned veterans of this program. Zoe is helping you. Michael is helping you, and Emily is helping you.
Hey, Jack, got your back.
Good morning.
We're here for you.
It's all of them make me not the smartest person in the room. That's for sure. Here's our first question. This historical pair was made up of a Roman general and the Queen of Egypt. Who were they?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be Anthony and Cleopatra.
You go, buddy.
Way to go.
Jack,
way to go.
Jack scores big.
Historical couple. Mm-hmm. Sure.
They were actually hysterical. But the names of these two real people comprise the title of this 1986 film about the Sex Pistols' first tour of the United States. Who are the two names, the couple, that are featured in that Sex Pistols movie?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. I'm definitely going to need some help.
We can help you. Hold it. The keeper of the math has an idea. Give him a hint, if you can.
I believe it's B&B.
B&B.
Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh, wow.
Forget it.
Oh, really?
Forget it.
Let me just say that you may remember this performer in the Sex Pistols.
Not B and C as in Bonnie and Clyde. Of course not.
No, I think that question's coming up.
So
So hang in there. the fellow's last name was really vicious.
Oh, yes. Sid? Yes. Of
yes.
Course, yes.
You got vicious. It. You got it.
But his partner, she's
she was also the star of the Nancy Drew mysteries. So this is Sid and
Nancy?
Yes! Yes, for a point. Well done.
That was a hard clue, Ed.
That was a really hard clue.
Yeah, exactly. You can.
Hey, remember back to...
horse to water when... and make him drink it.
Thank you, Jack. I told him you were a farmer. These rampaging bank robbers of the Depression, these two were killed in a police ambush in 1934.
I think we heard the answer already.
I anticipated this one with the Bonnie and Clyde.
Boy, you'd be right. Excellent. You'd be right. He's betting 1,000. Three for three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was the King of England. She was his second wife and the first wife to lose her head. Who were they?
Oh boy, yeah, these English royals. Henry VIII, I imagine.
Absolutely.
Right? Are we talking Henry VIII?
It's Henry VIII, and
so Anne Boleyn.
Yes, for a point.
Very good.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, honestly, I promise not to lie about the correct answer. Okay. He said, "I've heard that from you before, Jack." These two American women were central figures in the culture scene of Paris. Hemingway and all that crowd. Both women were writers. One was a famous poet. On the city of Oakland, she once said, "There is no there, there."
Yeah.
Of the city of Oakland, or
that's what she said about Oakland. She and her partner were writers of the Lost Generation in Paris.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hemingway, yeah. Dali, that whole crowd.
Thumbing their noses at
one
at
of
the
new pair
world
coined the line, "A rose is a rose is a rose."
Are we talking? So we're talking about, we're talking about the, this, oh, for crying out loud, what is it? The book is the autobiography of.
Yes, you're all over it. I'm going to give you the point anyway, because that would be the hardest to get answer. Zoe's going to help you out
I've
here.
I've got half of it, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
I
half.
Think it's Gertrude Stein.
Gertrude Stein would be the one who had a very low opinion of Oakland.
Yeah.
Indeed, there's no there there. Her partner was the autobiography that you were referring to, Alice B. Toklas.
Oh, yeah.
Alice Toklas and Gertrude Stein.
Apologies.
Yeah, no,
I think we'll give you half a point there.
I would not have given that if you'd given me all day.
She was vain and catty. He was humble and good-natured. They found fame on The Muppet Show in 1976. who would they be?
Yeah, this has got to be Kermit and Piggy.
Yeah.
Icons.
Nailed it. Yes, yes. Nailed it.
Yep. The non-humans, I'm doing pretty well with you.
You and me, buddy. Yeah. Cartoons. Give us the cartoons and the Muppets.
Exactly.
These two American actors, these are real people, were married for about 18 months, but it was their courtroom suit and countersuit in 2022 that kept them in the tabloids. He won the first round. She won the second round. Who were they?
I'm going to be 0.0 on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it either, but certain people who like read People magazine and Wired and, you know, stuff.
Oh. Yeah,
Michael, help us out here.
Is Johnny Depp one of those?
Panel?
Johnny Depp is half of that courtroom duo.
Oh, I know the other.
Yeah, who's the other?
Amber Heard.
Okay. Absolutely.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said when I saw that. Walt Disney invented
them. Every day.
Walt Disney invented them. They spent countless hours in films and on TV. They were as famous as two mice can be.
Oh yeah, Mickey and Minnie.
Ah, bless their hearts.
Again, the four-leggeds. I'm doing well.
He was a one-term American president, and she was a writer and an activist. They were married. Get ready for this for 77 years. Who
yeah,
were they?
Right.
Who were they?
Jimmy and Rosalind?
It sure is. Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter. 77 years. Think about that, folks.
Yeah.
77 years.
That really is something that is remarkable.
They were painters. They were Mexican. He painted murals for the public, and she painted smaller pieces for herself, her family, and her friends. Their romance was anything but traditional. Two Mexican painters.
Firecrackers. Yep. This is Diego Rivera and... Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You got it.
Tip of my tongue here. Kahlo.
Yes, Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
Very good, Jack. Very good. We got two more for you.
Boy, these are...
Muy bueno.
This is a wide span, wide scope of questions here.
The subheading of the show is Eclectic Paradise. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. She was the Queen of England, and he was her prince consort and her husband. From 1840 until 1861, she had a whole era named after her, and he had a pipe tobacco. Who were they?
Victoria, evidently, it's
yes.
got to be Victoria in England. Queen
yes.
Victoria and...
Her lover.
Edward?
No, sir, his name was Albert. But that was... It was close.
That's half.
Oh, hold it. One of the judges is saying his middle name was Edward. You get the point. Well done.
Wow.
Well
generous.
Done.
You are you're finding ways to be generous.
We always find a way here, buddy.
I'm going to Google that really quick.
This is radio. Michael is Googling that answer even as we speak. Luckily, this is the last question, and he won't be able to tell us. he was a Beatle. She's an artist. They did a rather famous album cover together. Who were they? Beatle and an artist. Album cover.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is the answer is obvious. I'm trying to think of something clever about actual, not four-legged answers, but 20-legged answers, six-legged answers specifically. But you're not that kind of beetle.
You had me, Jack. Yeah. You had me at beetle. Yes. Who were they?
John and Yoko.
Yes. For the point and the game.
Woo!
And thank you, buddy. You can proudly call yourself a whiz kid now. Hey, thanks for being on the show. You were fun.
It was super. I much enjoy it. Thanks, panelists.
Thanks Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
You were awesome.
Take good care, buddy.
Radio, see you later. It is quite a deal. Congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
Take care.
You too. All righty. Hey, that was fun. Thanks.
That was so sweet.
Thanks for being help.
Yeah, I like it.
It's time. He's back. It's time we played a little music on the show. Ooh, so we're going to hear short snippets of songs about love gone wrong, sad songs. Yes. We call the game Achy Breaky Heart. Terry will play us a sound clip, and it's your job to give the song's title. That will get you the point. If you want to show off a little bit, but you won't get a point for it, the artist is welcome. But we're looking for titles here. Here is number one.
'Cause I have friends, and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that.
Michael.
Let's go in.
Biz Markie.
Yes. And what was the name of the song?
Oh, Baby? Or is it? No, it's I Got You. Damn it.
Can somebody come up with a name?
I know the song, but I need. Say she's just a friend.
Yes,
I know the words.
You got what I need.
I know all of the words.
I don't know
what it's called.
Yeah. One of them.
That's okay, why I didn't buzz.
We are never getting. Number next.
0 points, you say.
We haven't seen each other in a month. When you...
Zoe.
This is Taylor Swift's We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together.
Yes, yes.
Woo.
Can
so
we hear
catchy.
The third track, please, Terry? Michael.
I don't know.
Oh, good. It stopped the music. Is that Whitesnake?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'd put them in the same group anyway.
Thank goodness I've never encountered that song in my
okay.
life.
Yeah. That was. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Okay?
Of course.
Wow.
Yeah. Number next.
By who?
Cinderella.
Oh,
Cinderella. What? Yes. Literally never heard of
it. Nope.
Never.
So no one
got that. Okay. Number next, please.
Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves began to die?
Anne's got it.
Okay, Anne, what's your answer?
I'm so lonesome I could
oh,
cry.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
And lots on the board. Of people saying it. I don't know.
Okay.
One point for
so
Anne.
Anne's on the board.
Anne's on the board.
Next one. Emily?
You can go your own way.
Yes, you can go your
Fleetwood
own way.
Mac.
Next, please.
Love will tear us apart.
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
very
wow.
Good.
Very good for a point for Michael. Last song. Here we go. Emily? The other title.
Oh, I'm spacing.
I got it.
Okay, give it to Zoe.
This is Forget You.
Yes, it is.
The clean radio version.
That's what it is.
Yes.
The other
I know.
F.
I was like,
yes.
I don't think I've listened to the non-explicit version of
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That gets us through Achy Breaky Heart.
That's it.
We did it.
We got the response you always want to hear from your scorekeeper. Oh, that's it?
I don't even need it.
Okay.
Sometimes it operates on its own.
Yes, you remember that, don't you? That machine just takes off.
It's been here since before the station. It's haunted.
Okay, we do have haunted questions coming up.
What?
Yes, Anne.
We have somebody clearly in the lead here. So Michael's here at 6. We've got Emily at 9 and Zoe at 10.
Oh, that's not a clear lead, I would say.
That's clearly.
Point.
On, as we say. Game
here
on.
We go.
Okay, we're keeping pace here. This is called You Gotta Have Heart. This is not necessarily related to romance. How many chambers are there? In the human heart. Emily.
4.
There are 4, indeed.
Well, this is going to tank this one for sure.
Okay. You got to put your big kid pants on for this one. all the Aztec cities had temples which practiced human sacrifice. They really did. Usually by removing the victims' hearts. Those victims were members of three distinct groups, people they chose to perform this on. If you name one of them, wow, you get a point. Michael.
I'll say virgins.
No, sorry.
That was also my guess.
Sorry.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, then, Emily, it's wide open. No?
Sick people? I don't know.
That would be ethical.
It's never sick people.
It's no.
It takes too long to get them to the top of the thing.
We got it now. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slaves.
Sure. Sure.
Prisoners of war.
Oh, of course.
Why else go to war? Yeah. And sorry about this. Number three group was children.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Okay. That's all with the cheery questions we have.
Yeah.
Which of these factors is the most common cause of heart disease in Americans? Is it high blood pressure? Is it inactivity? Or is it high cholesterol? Emily.
High cholesterol.
No.
Ooh. What?
Michael.
Inactivity.
Inactivity. Number one answer. By the way, by a long shot.
Yikes.
So, get outside today, folks.
Yeah. We're going to go for a walk.
There you go. And
dress warm.
Yeah, we're dancing in the studio.
Anne's putting on her snuggies and finding the sled right now. From the very first anatomical experiments, this is way back in the 2nd century BC, the heart was considered to be the center of emotion and reason because they could follow so many things back to the heart when they did their autopsies. This is 2nd century BC. What civilization conducted those early medical experiments that determined... Michael?
Was it the Romans?
No, it wasn't.
Her.
Emily?
The Greeks?
No. What do you think?
I mean, I'm... This is a shame because I'm going to go teach early history next.
It's
a civilization in India, I believe.
No,
nope.
But it was a good try, everybody. It was indeed the Egyptians.
Oh,
God,
you know,
dang.
They did all that embalming, so they were like in there a lot.
Flippity gibbet.
We all have arteries and veins in our bodies. Which carries blood to the heart and which carries the blood away? Zoe.
Arteries carry it to the heart.
No, someone else want to try.
Vicky, I'm sorry. Vicky, I'm
the
sorry.
The blue one. I'll try, yeah.
The blue ones.
The blue ones.
So veins.
No, Emily, it's...
Veins
it's
carry it to your heart.
Yes, they do. Oh. Back home.
Gosh darn it.
Did I
notice? Okay. In the diagram, they are blue.
Yeah, they
You're
are
not right. wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong.
On a far more serious note, Wounded Knee was the site of a genocidal attack by American troops against Native American people. D. Brown wrote his Indian History of the American West, that's the subheading of this book, in 1970. D. Brown. What was the book's title? Zoe?
Is it not Bury My Heart at
It is
Knee?
Bury My Heart at
I was sure that you were not going to...
If you haven't read it,
course,
folks, read it. It is really absolutely good. Essential. It's a great book. Let's see. Tell us, within 3 ounces, that's the actual number, or three more, or three less, within 3 ounces, how much does the average adult human heart weigh? Ounces. Zoe?
10.
10 is the actual
answer.
Actually,
no way. That was a shot in the dark.
I didn't know you could read this from way over there. Wow.
I tried to, in my head, measure my hand.
Your
closed fist is like
you are
the size
a teacher,
of your heart.
Aren't you?
I do what
yes,
I can.
You are.
Yeah, I beefed my actual subject matter, but that's fine.
Dr. Christian Barnard, fellow from South Africa, was the first to successfully perform what operation in 1967? Emily?
Was it an organ transplant?
Yes,
a heart
it was.
Transplant?
Specifically a heart transplant. Yes, 1967. Here's a tough one, but it's a good one. Carson McCullers wrote this famous novel in 1940 about life in the Deep South. The word heart figures prominently in the title. It was made into an Academy Award film in 1960. Emily?
The Color Purple?
Oh, don't you wish?
That's great for heart.
68
too.
Was the the thing that you buzzed before. I said 1968, which is considerably. Anybody?
Let's get Anne back on the board.
Anybody? Anybody? Okay, Anne.
It's the title of the book, right?
Yes.
The Heart is a Lonely Hunter.
Oh, bless your heart, dear. Yes.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Anne's going to win the show.
And the account is going
to
win.
Dark Horse.
Wouldn't that be a hoot?
Hardly.
Anne, if we could if we could do totals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Anytime. Right.
Okay, good.
All right, Michael, you're at 7.
Yeah.
Emily's at 12, and Zoe's leading at 13.
Still one point.
And Anne with 2 points.
And
that's right.
Don't forget.
With 2 points.
Okay, panelists, it's time to play Groundhog. That was a groundhog. How'd you get it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Time to play Groundhog Day. I'm going to give you facts and falsehoods about that iconic movie where the protagonist, played by Bill Murray, wakes up only to repeat the same day, word for word, over and over and over again. Groundhog Day. True or false? All these questions are true or false. Groundhog Day was not filmed in Punxsutawney, PA. Emily?
True.
That's true. The film was actually shot in Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Any buzzers? Any takers?
Oh, that's a question.
I didn't know it was a question.
I thought you were giving us the answer.
Was the film actually shot in Princeton, New Jersey? Zoe.
True.
No.
No.
It was shot in Woodstock, Illinois, north of Chicago.
What?
Because the director, Harold Ramis, thought that Woodstock had a better, this is the truth, better looking town square than Punxsutawney does.
Ouch.
And it does indeed have a great looking. Okay. Watch the film again. You'll find out. True or false? Bill Murray steps into the same puddle day after day in the movies, and there is now a plaque at that very curbside that reads, Bill Murray stepped here. Hmm. Michael.
True.
It is true. Mm-hmm. I've seen the plaque. It is there. Excuse me. Bill Murray and Andy McDowell, his co-star, got drunk one night and tried to liberate the groundhogs used in the movie. Zoe.
I hope it's true.
It's false.
Sorry. No! I was so excited.
It's a darn good story, but yeah. Tom Hanks turned down the starring role because he said, I always play the nice guy. The audience would have expected my character to somehow become nice in the film. He really did. Yes?
True.
It is true. Mm-hmm. Should I read the second part, Terry? He went on to say that it wasn't the case with Bill Murray because, this is Tom Hanks talking about Bill Murray, because Murray is such a miserable SOB on and off the screen, so he didn't have trouble with that part.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Bill, true or false, Bill Murray flew Harold Ramis' childhood bully from school to Woodstock so that that bully would heckle during the shooting.
Oh, my God, I hope that's true, too.
Once again,
no!
It's false.
I'm just coming up with amazing
Once again,
stories
a good
that
story.
Sound better than the real thing.
In case you're wondering out there, the ghostwriter to these wonderfully delicious questions is sitting in the room. Our producer, Terry O'Connor. Oh, man.
Best producer.
Bill Murray was actually bitten by a groundhog during the filming. Michael?
I'm going to venture to say true.
He was?
Thank goodness.
For the record, I
he was bitten twice.
Wow!
Yeah. Well, it's there's a lesson there. Bill Murray vetoed a scene in which he stripped naked next to a pool in order to force an old man to get out of that pool. Zoe.
Horrifying. True?
True.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. You stuck with true and you nailed it.
Yeah, I'm
going to
hope that they're all true.
Bill Murray's older brother, who played the mayor of Punxsutawney, refused to set foot in a local bakery because he thought it was haunted by the former owner. Zoe.
Please be true. No.
It's false. It's false.
Not only am I absolutely tanking, yes, but I'm not giving anyone a chance to get it right. I'm sorry.
She's answering on belief.
I didn't have anything
though
to say about that.
Our ghostwriter has led you down the garden path once again.
I'm living in this
He's
fantasy.
Looking very satisfied over there.
Yes, he is. Like
just that's the his, way he expected
that's his
it to
satisfied
go
smile. Brian Doyle Murray, that's Bill's older brother, is, however, a noted ghost hunter.
True. Whoa. Huh. What a life.
True or false?
Did not know that.
Emily?
True.
No, he's not.
Why, though? That would be so funny.
I want to answer on hope, too. Like,
yes.
So.
We got to stay in that mode. We got to stay positive.
We got one more. Brian, Bill's brother, did, however, claim to see floating pastries in and around that bakery.
Please be true. No!
Folks, we have witnessed the definition of honor roll. That's false.
Oh. No.
So,
no.
There. That was much more fun than
Loading
I thought it was going
pastries
to be.
I now have a new vision for the producing of this show. That yeah, I know. Oh my God. It's great.
Patiently. Patiently.
I was done a long time ago.
I love it. Actually, I love it.
They didn't actually get many right this time.
Yeah,
so
there wasn't much
well
to add.
Yeah.
Michael's inching up with 9.
All right, Michael.
Michael,
and we've got a tie.
Take every inch I can get.
Oh.
Zoe and Emily are tied for 14.
Yay!
Ann still has 2.
No. Yes, go, Ann, go.
Holding yep steady.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but did I actually see Emily passing money to Zoe to sort of...
Look, we don't have to talk about the cash in the room.
What?
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Affirmation.
Hey, folks. Who doesn't love a rom-com? Nobody doesn't love a rom-com. If you don't, just keep it to yourself. In our next game, Terry will play short outtakes from various rom-coms. It's your job to name the title of the film or TV show, whichever it is. We're looking for titles.
Film or TV.
Here,
I'm
going to
try.
Gosh, okay.
Would you play number one, please?
I hate the way you're always right. I hate it when you lie.
Zoe?
Favorite of mine, and back to Shakespeare, it's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Bless.
Yes, it is. Number two, please.
Hey, did you put like 100 things of Tic Tacs in my mailbox?
This is Juno. I'm going to sweep this. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I don't watch movies.
Number three.
I've seen that one.
I want to have a family with you. I want to spend my life with you, even if it scares me. Even if I'm as scared every day as I am right now. So my question is this. Sasha Tran, can I hold your purse for you?
I recognize the actor.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
dear.
Do. Yeah, you do.
Can I hold
anybody?
Your purse for
anybody?
You?
The answer is always be my maybe.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Next.
I did not see that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Next clip.
Top 5 things I miss about Laura. 1. Sense of humor. Very dry, but it can also be warm and forgiving. And she's got one of the best all-time laughs in the history of all-time laughs. She laughs with her entire body.
Anybody?
Hot tub.
What do you
time
say, Michael?
Yeah, hot tub time machine.
No, good idea.
Only.
That was the voice of John Cusack, if that helps at all, in a film.
Oh, no.
The film was High Fidelity. High Fidelity.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I regret
seen
that
in forever.
Here comes another.
It sounds to me like he's married. Married 3 kids.
That is a terrible thing to say. He could not possibly be married.
How do you know? Have you asked him? Have you said, are you married?
Zoe.
Is this Sleepless in Seattle?
It's the other one.
It's the other one with those two actors. Of course it is.
Michael.
When Harry Met Sally?
It's the other one.
You said that last time.
Emily, what did you
say? While you were sleeping?
It's the other one.
No!
What?
They're all the same. All the same.
You've got mail.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a groaner. That's a groaner.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe this is the last one of this round.
Oh,
you
boy
go.
You don't eat no meat.
No, she doesn't eat meat.
Zoe?
This is my big fat Greek wedding.
Oh, I love that.
It's okay, I'll make lamb.
It's okay, yeah. I'll make lamb. Yeah. Knowing that you don't eat meat, I'll make lamb.
I'll make lamb. It's fine.
It's one of the great...
So good.
It's marvelous.
Really good
stuff.
Bit.
And the, her voice.
I
want to
watch
her,
that movie again.
Yeah, character is just brilliant.
Delicious.
It's okay.
Literally. Yes.
Okay, Anne is busily configuring the tote sheet. Yes.
So, Michael and Emily didn't get anything right this game.
No.
So Michael's at 9, Emily's at 14, and Zoe, 17.
She's pulling away.
I would like to,
it's just having watched a lot.
I would
of
like to point out how hard I worked at not answering any of those questions.
It's true.
It was very hard. I had to hold myself back.
I saw you sweating.
That is mighty big of you, my friend. Thank you. Okay, it's time for our second to the last game. It's called Love Letters in the Sand.
Whoa.
Which was a Pat Boone song, by the way. I'll read you passages from famous love letters. You need to identify who got the letter, in some cases, who wrote the letter.
What a great category.
Once in a while, like today, I meditate on it and realize how lucky I am to share my life with the greatest woman I ever met. You still fascinate me and inspire me. You influence me for the better. You're the object of my desire, the number one earthly possession of my existence. I love you very much. Who did Johnny Cash write that letter to? Zoe?
I actually don't know this. Emmy Lou Harris?
Zoe?
No.
Oh,
were they together? I don't know. Clearly not.
Emily?
June Carter.
Yes.
Of course.
Indeed. Boy, I didn't know Johnny could write like that.
That's beautiful.
Pretty darn sweet. Since I left you, I've been constantly depressed. My happiness is to be near you incessantly. I live over and over in my memory your caresses, your tears, your affection, your solitude, the charms of the incomparable Josephine kindle continually a burning and glowing flame in my heart. Who wrote that to Josephine?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh.
He also, I don't know if I can say this on the radio. He asked her not to bathe for 3 days before he came home.
Huh. Whoa.
We don't need to talk about why.
Stuff you don't get just anywhere on the radio, folks. You remember that.
Whoa. Fun fact.
Here comes another. All these people could write. Darling heart, our fairy tale is almost ended. And we're going to marry and live happily ever afterward, just like the princess did in her tower. Zelda wrote that. Who did she send it? Zelda. Michael.
Mario?
Mario.
That, I
Louis.
Wish I could give you
Mario
a point for that.
Famous romance. Yeah.
Hell, let's give Michael a point. Zoe, what's the right answer?
No. I believe it would be Link from... that video game series? Is this video game? Is this a video game?
That's the only Zelda I know. Great answer.
Yeah.
That was F. Scott Fitzgerald writing.
Oh, no.
Zelda Fitzgerald.
That's because I don't think of them as romantic.
No. Okay. You have to go way back for this. Be cheerful and be forever my faithful, my only sweetheart, my all, as I am yours. The recipient is still an anonymous woman. We don't know who she was, but she was known as his immortal beloved. Who is the composer who loved her and wrote that letter?
Oh.
My immortal beloved. It's also a wonderful day. Michael?
Dracula to Mrs. Dracula.
Mrs. Dracula?
Let's give the boy another point.
Oh, my God. That's wild, yeah.
Give him points.
Okay.
Composer.
Don't know.
Classical music.
That
would be Ludwig van Beethoven.
Oh,
I was
going
to just
say
Beethoven.
And we really don't know who he was writing to.
Incredible. Probably a cousin.
I shall miss you with passion and wild regret. Only he. Who is Richard Burton writing to? Zoe.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah. It certainly was.
Gotta be.
With wild regret.
Wild regret.
That sounds like Richard.
That's passionate.
Ooh, there's another tough historical one, but it's out there. Do not put such unlimited power into the hands of husbands. Remember, all men would be tyrants if they could. Okay, it's not quite a love letter, but Abigail was writing to...
I'm sorry, I was Zoe? So excited. John Adams.
Yes, indeed.
That's wow. One of my favorite historical letters of all time, it's a which great I do have a list of.
Love story, amazing. Too. The this things they did for each other.
Yeah. What a wife.
I'll just say, before anesthetics, they went through a lot. Every time I ever put my arms around you, I felt like I was home. The actress Marlene Dietrich got that note from a very famous American novelist. He also liked bullfights. Who was that American novelist? If you read Anne's lips, you would have the answer. 1920s.
Oh,
once again,
no.
American in Paris. Novelist. Okay, Anne, I'm going to have to go with you. Who is it?
You sure? One of you don't want to?
I nope.
Take a step.
I'm
Anne,
lost
you
in
are
on
the.
On
you're
one.
Part of the
Hemingway?
Team.
Oh, that's
Ernest
I was
Hemingway.
Gosh,
yep.
I just didn't
just
think
talking
it was
about
right,
how I've never read
I had
any
no
Hemingway.
Idea he had the hots for Marlene Dietrich. I mean, who knew?
Who didn't?
Sorry. Well, you make a compelling point. Anybody care to sing? No.
Yeah.
The important thing, last one. The important thing is I don't want to be without you for the next 20 years or the next 40 years or however many there are. Who did Ronald Reagan write that to? Michael.
Had to be the Nancy, right?
It's the Nancy.
It'd be funny
Nancy
if it
Reagan.
Wasn't, for sure.
I wanted you to say woo! Mrs. Reagan.
Mrs. Reagan.
I guess I
if I thought.
Okay,
to
so I'm assuming that those 2 points that you were saying give Michael a point were a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
hey.
Oh.
You're a doggone tease, Ed.
Whoa, we're really
were good answers.
If I had a nickel
it
for
just
every.
Just went right.
All right, Michael, you got 10, so
yes,
yes!
You double digits. Emily's at 15, and Zoe, woo, 20.
She's stretching
I made
it out
20.
A little bit.
Yeah,
oh, Anne has 3.
Yes, Anne.
Anne.
I'm rooting for Anne.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. You know what? It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 34 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you to not waste your time on a question you don't get. Move on. We'll come back. The order of play will be Zoe, followed by Michael, followed by Emily. Zoe, are you ready?
Do I have to buzz? I just
no.
Shout.
This
okay,
is
great.
Just speaking.
Buzzer down.
You could squeeze this.
I might.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Spell Zuckerberg.
What? Z-U-C-K-E-R. No, B-E-R-G.
Yes. Trump has issued dozens of them in his first 3 weeks.
Executive
what
orders.
Are they? Yes. Who is George Washington married to?
Martha Washington.
Yes. What is the Clinton's daughter's name?
Chelsea.
Yes. Name a song with love in the title.
All You Need Is Love.
Yes. Who is your crush in grade school?
Oh, Sean Damaris.
Yes.
Sorry.
Love in what language am I speaking? Amore.
Italian.
Yes. I mean, si.
Si.
Oh, was that a straight 10? I believe that was.
Yes.
I mean, however many there are, I think there's some. Yeah,
shout
anyway,
out to Sean, man.
That was beautiful. Michael, are you ready?
I suppose so.
Spell Elon.
What?
E-L-O-N.
Yes. What cabinet position did Matt Gaetz decline?
Kitchen.
Wrong, Attorney General. Who is Barack Obama married to?
Mrs. Obama.
I'm going to give you a point, Michael. Yeah, Michelle would agree. What is the Trump's son's name?
Junior.
No, this is not Junior. This is Ben. Okay. Name a song with heart in the title. Go ahead. Name a song with heart in the title.
Heart attack?
Sure. You're giving me a heart attack. Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. We're down to the very
that was great.
Final.
Hard
gaggle.
To top all of this before me.
Indeed. Indeed. Are you ready, Emily?
I'm ready.
Spell Kennedy.
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
What's the big river in Washington, D.C.?
Potomac?
Yes. Who did Bill Clinton marry?
Hillary Rodham.
Yeah, very good. Name one of the Obama's daughters.
Malia.
Yes. Name a song with Kiss in the title.
Kiss from a Rose.
Yes. Who was your first crush in grade school?
Brett Grady.
Love.
Thinking about it.
In what language?
Lubov. Lubov. Lubov.
Italian? No, Italian. We are Spanish. I don't know. I don't know what you're
Ruski.
Saying.
Ruski.
Russian?
Yes.
What do you say the word one more time? That was so good.
Lubov.
Lubov. Yeah, I was like, what is that? It's like
it's nothing. Still Russian.
Okay.
It hasn't changed.
So good. Thank you.
Thank
that
you.
Was great.
Thanks for trying. That was a tough one. Yeah. Okay, now we can take some time with that adding machine.
Oh boy. This is so fun.
I know. It's such
I'm
a good
really,
time.
Really good. Having a good
time. It's warmer than
well,
outside.
You're doing very well. So yeah, you're a great
I always
panelist.
Forget that I'm a little bit competitive, and then it comes out.
This is where you find out.
This is where you find out. Like, oh, wait, I care a lot about this.
I think from the twinkle in her eye, actually it's both her eyes, that we have some answers, Anne.
Oh, we have answers. That's what this show's all about, isn't it?
The answers.
Okay. It's all about answers.
So, Michael, you came in with 13.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, we got three right in this last round.
Last round saved my butt.
Emily and Zoe both got, all of them right about the Russian one.
Yeah.
But Emily ended up with 22 points.
Whoa. Yay.
And Zoe's our winner at 27.
Oh,
whoa.
Thank you. That's so fun.
Well done.
Nice.
Good job.
Oh, you've done it. Champion, Zoe.
Wow.
Just sounds good.
I'm flattered.
Our champion,
thank
Zoe.
You. Thank you.
Would you return?
Of course.
Okay.
I got to defend the title.
You do?
Yeah.
Emily's shaking her head,
I
too.
I need you
like,
on my trivia
like
team. No, I'm
on.
Thinking Wednesday night trivia.
Okay, yeah.
I need to look
I'm
up
in.
Zoe.
I'm in.
Well, my friends, I hope you've had as much fun out there as we've had over here. It really is fun in here. You ought to think about joining us on the quiz show. Why don't you drop us a line if you'd like to play, and we will get in touch with you, I promise. I want to thank our master of the math, Ann Altman. Thank you, dear.
You are welcome.
Our expert panelists, Zoe and Michael and Emily. Yay. You folks are the best.
Oh, thank you for listening, folks.
Yes.
Big thanks to our telephone guest, Jack.
On yeah, the Jack.
Thank
Jack
you, Jack.
Jack was the coolest.
The quiz show is produced by Terry O'Connor.
Woo!
Best producer.
Yeah.
Best
producer. Woo!
My name is Ed Hollihan. Most of all, thanks to you for tuning in this morning. You know what? We're going to talk to you again in April for a special April Fool's Day.
Whoa. Will it really happen, though?
Yeah, that seems like a trick.
Happen?
We'll be back.